Ellen Galinsky, and I'm a senior advisor to the assistant administrator for water at the Environmental Protection Agency.
Ellen, you had an opportunity to speak here at this National Association of Conservation Districts annual meeting. I'm talking about nutrient pollution, which at EPA is one of your priority areas.
Yes, it is. Nutrient pollution is one of the biggest problems we're tackling today in water quality because it's so widespread and pervasive, and it comes from so many sources, from wastewater, stormwater, agriculture, just our daily activities. There's air from the air, and we really want to get the message out about how widespread the pollution is, and also that we need to be partners with everyone to try to address cleaning up this pollution.
So what did it mean to you to be here at this NACD annual meeting?
Well, EPA was very excited to be asked to be a speaker at this meeting because we really feel the soil and water conservation districts are where the rubber meets the road. The folks that are here are very, very dedicated and knowledgeable in land conservation. They work with the farmers and ranchers in their communities. They give out funds. They give out technical assistance. And we really would like to engage them as partners in addressing nutrient pollution as part of their activities.
From what you've heard in visiting with the folks here in San Antonio, are they making a difference already?
They are. You know, we heard today, we heard about no-till farming and how that can really keep soil along with the nutrients from running into our waterways. They're very interested in conservation tillage practices. They're interested in restoration of forests and wetlands to protect our waterways and having riparian buffers. They've talked about all these things in the breakout sessions and also education and outreach to show the community why it's important to do these practices. So, yes, I really feel like they're already engaged in doing this work.
So how significant is the problem of nutrient pollution?
It's very significant. If you go around our country, you see that there's increasingly more algal blooms in our waterways. I know in Ohio this summer they actually closed some lakes. Grand Lake St. Mary's is one of them. That's a big recreation area. And the algae was so thick you could rake it. And, you know, it's not healthy to swim in that. And, you know, people get rashes. They have trouble breathing. It's not just unsightly. It can be a health issue. And in Florida, the same. You have toxic algal blooms that close waterways. So this is really, a public health issue. Also, we're seeing increasing levels of nitrates in groundwater, and that's where a lot of people in this country use groundwater as their drinking water source, and some of them are private wells that don't get treated. And so certainly having high nitrates is bad for your health. So that's another area that we're looking at. So it really is a problem in our country that's causing impacts on tourism because people don't want to go to places. It's economy, so it has widespread ramifications.
Well, we talked a little bit about some of the work that's already being done in soil and water conservation districts, but what are some of the other solutions that EPA is looking at?
That's a great question. We are trying to tackle all the different sources of pollution. So wastewater is a big source. And what we're working on with wastewater treatment plants is new technologies to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus, and maybe also to reuse some of that, remove it from the wastewater, but maybe form the phosphorus into pellets that then can be used to make fertilizer that can be packaged for people to use. So you're recycling rather than just getting rid of it in your water. Also putting nitrogen and phosphorus limits in permits so that these wastewater treatment plants decrease the amount they're putting in the waters. We're also looking at stormwater controls because a lot of nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediments washes in from just rain going over streets and pavement and even your lawn. So we're working to get people to do smart fertilizing of their lawns, pick up their pet waste, put in best management practices to maybe control stormwater, get it to infiltrate in the ground, like rain gardens, rain barrels, things like that, so to keep it from just washing into our waterways.
Something else that you made quite clear to the folks here at this NACD annual meeting is that there is a lot of good information available from EPA.
Yes, one of our big actions has been to just put all the information in one place, because we really believe if people are informed, they're more likely to act. So we've compiled a geographic information system base where you can click on a state and you can see where the biggest sources of nitrogen and phosphorus are, where you're seeing a problem, and what activities are being done. And one of the most exciting applications is our How's My Waterway app, which you can use on your smartphone, and you can either click in what your waterway is, or you know, type it in, or your GIS can find it, and you can see what monitoring data there is for that waterway. What are the levels of pollutants in your waterway, so you can make an informed decision or just, you know, get your community involved.
Ellen, anything else that you'd like to add when it comes to nutrient pollution?
Again, I just want to stress the partnership aspect, which is why, you know, I've taken the time to be here for not just to come to speak, but actually participate in this conference, because we need partners in every sector to help with this. It's, you know, Washington, D.C. doesn't want to dictate what the states and local communities should do. We want it to be a grassroots effort to control this important source of pollution.